I wanted to point out that this has come to as, and this sort of almost crosses the line, but hear me through, Oz, and Pete. It hasn't gone unnoticed in the past year or so that there's been seemingly fewer Linden commits, code commits to the code base. And as you can attest, I've asked you a time or two in the past while that where is everybody at? What are you guys working on? Are you going to just suddenly drop us a whole great big crap load of code that we have to try to merge? And you've not been able to give me any hints to that. But so my point being, though, it hasn't gone unnoticed that there have been fewer resources put towards Second Life. Is that true, first of all?
Well, without getting into numbers, we have over the last months begun transitioning developers onto doing things for the new platform. We still very much have a very active set of developers doing things on Second Life, and I think that some of the things we're working on right now are among the most important problems in Second Life. So
this is where I wanted to bring up my point, is that because there's been a lot of concern among the community that Linden Labs moved all the resources away from Second Life, and so Second Life's not going to get any kind of any real innovation and fixes and whatnot. And the point that I'm trying to make, folks, is that if Linden Lab has already moved resources over to the new platform, they've still managed to bring us materials and a fitted mesh and Project Sunshine and all this huge innovations that have just come out of Linden Lab recently. They've still managed to do that despite having fewer dedicated resources on Second Life. So for the people who are concerned about oh my gosh, Linden Labs moved all the resources away, so nothing's going to happen. I say it's already been proven to us in the past year, even the past 6 months, that is not the case. And in fact, Linden Lab is still more than capable of continuing to improve and develop Second Life.
Yeah, I'd add a couple of things to that. One is that the fact that we have somewhat smaller team engaged in doing things. We are in the process right now of going through an exercise that we do pretty regularly of looking at all the possible project ideas, things that we could fix, things that we could add, things that we could change in a variety of ways, right? We kind of keep a big list of those around, and we're constantly adding to it and periodically, we go through the exercise of saying, okay, what's the most important stuff now, right? We're finishing up something. We're going to have to pick what the next thing to do is. So let's sort the list by what we think the priorities are right now so that we're launching the right next thing. The fact that we have a little bit smaller team now has really helped to focus that discussion, right? We can no longer afford to say, let's just do a lot of different stuff. We have to look at what are the things we can do that will have the biggest impact, that will affect the most users in the most positive ways. I think that's actually been kind of helpful to have that extra focus. And one other thing about having a smaller team. First of all, it's not yet a lot smaller. We still have a significant number of people very actively engaged in working on Second Life, and we're not going to get into numbers about what percentage that is or what the absolute number of people are. For one thing, it's just sort of company policy not to do that. But more importantly, any number I could give you today would be wrong by next week. And would be different again a few months after that. We have people that are moving back and forth. We have a very firm commitment from the people who are managing the new platform effort that when we have a good need for the expertise of the people that have shifted their primary attention to the new platform in order to accomplish something important in Second Life, that we can call on their expertise, we can call on their time, and we can get them to do stuff. And in fact, that's already happening. It's already working. So, you know, we'll pull people back. There are people who are working on the new platform now that the plan is for them to finish the thing that they're doing for the new platform and then move back to being a Second Life core developer and focus primarily on Second Life. And there are people who are working on primarily on Second Life now who the plan is that they will move to the new platform in the future. So it's a set of numbers that's going to be constantly in flux, and it will both go up and go down over time as our needs dictate.
So basically it's a fluid situation, because a lot of people got the impression through Ebby's words that basically they've just kind of taken a knife and cut the team into a fraction and moved everybody statically onto the new project. But in fact, what you're saying is that it's dynamic and always changing and fluid, so that if you need somebody, say, from the server team to do something that needs to be done in order to continue to improve Second Life, they can be reassigned to that temporarily, or
Absolutely.
Even just have that added to their to-do right. list kind of thing.
Right, absolutely. And one other thing about that, I mean, I went through kind of a process with Linden Lab management to try to get the new position I'm in now. I mean, this is something I wanted.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah.
I mean, I wanted this. This was not some kind of booby prize that got handed me. I got a couple of IMs from residents who I'm sure they were mostly kidding and mostly, you know, all in fun, but, you know, saying, you know, oh, poor Oz, he got left behind. Poor Oz did not get left behind. Lucky Oz got exactly the job he was looking for.
So you are, beyond a shadow of a doubt, convinced that by taking on the lead of this position that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with that, Second Life.
This was exactly the job I was looking for quite some time, and I'm really delighted to have it. And more importantly than that, is it's also true that when I took on this job and we were internally having the discussions about how many people we could move onto which projects and so forth, I got asked by management, how many people do you need to be effective continuing to build and improve Second Life? And I came up with a number, and I've got that number.
Was it a generous number?
It was the number I wanted. I kind of like smaller teams, frankly. It was the number I was after. It was the number I thought I would need to be effective at the new job. And I'm really happy with this set of individuals I got. And that's not another thing. That's another thing we're not really going to get into. Those of you who interact a lot with Linden's will eventually be able to
figure
see
it out
who some of them are from commits on the viewer and so forth. But of course, you don't get to see the commits on the simulator side. But the number one criteria for me in choosing that team and in recruiting that team was I wanted people who were enthusiastic about remaining focused on Second Life. That was what they wanted to do, just as it's what I want to do. And that's what I got. I had people come to me who said, you know what? The new thing may be a great new thing, but Second Life is what I came here to work on. Second Life is what I'm into, and I want to stay on Second Life. I want to make Second Life better. Everybody on my team said that to me.
So that's awesome. So,
yeah, really
I mean,
fun.
That says
it's
a lot.
Great.
That says a lot right there.
It's great. Listen, I've had a pretty long and happy career in programming, and I have, in the course of that career, worked on a bunch of very successful things, successful companies that producing successful products that had good user engagement and were making money. And I've also had some phases of my career where things I was working on turned out not to work out so well, and or companies that were in one way or another in the process of failing. Let me tell you, it is a whole lot more fun to work on things that are successful. It is just much better. And Second Life is way up high on the list of very successful things I've worked on, and I'm really delighted with that. And I want to keep that true because it's more fun to work on things that are working.
We can certainly attest to that with Farstrom. And also, just speak quickly to working on a smaller team. We're actually, as one of the advantages that third-party viewers have with working on a smaller team is there's less gears that need to be turned, whereas like in a corporation, there's a big, long process. And you know, the phrase, the corporate gears turn slowly, and with a smaller team, there's lesser load on that, and things tend to roll a bit quicker.